Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
When it comes to politics, one thing that amazes me is the ability of the party elites to ignore the wishes of its base. A good example is a close friend of mine who always voted Democrat because his family had always been Democrats. He was a blue-collar union refinery worker who basically wanted to hunt fish, raise his family, and basically be left alone. As we talked, he began to realize that the Democrat Party of his father and grandfather no longer exists. As a blue-collar member of the base, he had one set of values, but those elected to office as Democrats had quite another. Now I think he calls himself an independent. This isn't limited to Democrats. The same thing holds true for the Republican Party as well. It's interesting to watch the Republicans hold their convention, vigorously debate the wording of their party platform, then watch large numbers of Republican legislators go to Helena and vote completely contrary to the platform. It's especially frustrating to our government affairs team as they push for pro-family legislation only to have it killed by Republicans who vote like liberals. This played out in a big way in the recent legislative session, where five Republican senators and about a dozen Republican representatives gave up all pretense of being conservative and started pushing liberal bills. We've seen this before to a degree with fiscal versus social conservatives, those who want less spending but don't care much about the social issues. But these legislators took the concept of a Republican big tent to a whole new level, and it caused a massive rift in both houses. This group of liberal Republicans voted with the Democrats to balloon the budget and kill some of the pro-life and pro-marriage bills that stand at the core of their party's platform. The most telling evidence came this week as our team finished analyzing the votes and released our legislative scorecard. The results were frankly shocking. In the past, most Republicans scored between 70 and 100%, and most Democrats somewhere between 0 and 50%, which is predictable given their party platforms. Never have we had Republicans score less than 60%. This session in the House, we had 30 legislators score a perfect 100% and another 14 somewhere above 90%. What was shocking was the number of Republicans at the low end. Four scored in the 50s, three in the 40s, and Jeff Wellborn of Dillon scored a whopping 33%. No wonder there was such a split in the caucus. The Republicans may have had a numerical majority, but the liberal Republicans gave the Democrats a working majority, which is more critical. More importantly, four of the most liberal Republicans sat on the powerful Appropriations Committee, which controls the budget. These include the committee chairman and vice chairman, Dwayne Ankeny of Colstrip and Steve Gibson of Helena, both of whom scored in the 40s, and Rob Cook of Conrad and Roy Hollingsworth of Brady, who both scored in the 50s. And the Senate wasn't much better. Five senators scored less than 80%, not surprisingly tied for the bottom at 60% with Alan Olson of Roundup was Senator Bruce Tudvet of Kalispell, who we opposed so vigorously in the last election cycle. So as you can see, good or bad, the numbers tell a story. For those listeners who are members of the Montana Family Foundation, you'll receive a hard copy of our legislative scorecard in the mail. It can also be viewed on our website at montanafamily.org. We hope you'll share these results with your friends. Those who scored high should be congratulated, and those who scored low should be encouraged to do better. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.